This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter with this week's Friday Conversation. A week ago, as he does every month or so, Mark Wingfield wrote a blog post. It was for a semi-obscure website called Baptist News Global. This time, traffic exploded, thanks to a headline that read, "Seven Things I'm Learning About Transgender Persons." And while Republicans like Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick were in town railing about school bathrooms, Wingfield was taking a different tack. He's an associate pastor at Wilshire Baptist Church in Dallas. Mark Wingfield, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you.
So why did you write this blog post?
Our congregation has been, since last fall, in the midst of a very detailed and thoughtful study on how to respond to the wider issue of LGBT. Mm-hmm. But within that conversation, we learned that we were talking a lot about gay and lesbian issues, but we really had not dealt with transgender at all. Mm-hmm. And so a few weeks ago, a pediatrician in our congregation and a geneticist spoke to us about this issue, and my mind just exploded. It was like, why have I never understood this before? Why have I never heard these things before? And it was so clear. And so reflecting on that, I thought, I need to write about this.
A lot of what you write about in the piece is very different from what the public debate on this issue has been over the last few weeks.
Right. The public debate has been based in a lot of emotion and hearsay and a lot of misunderstanding. And I'm not trying to make a political point on this at all. Obviously, this has been turned into a political issue. But it seems to me that if we're going to be having a conversation in the world about these things, that we ought to at least define the terms and know what we're talking about.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was here last week for the state Republican convention, and he said this to WFAA about the federal government's efforts to allow transgender kids to choose which bathrooms they use.
This is uncalled for. So we want a 15-year-old boy full of vivid vigor that every 15-year-old boy has walking in the girls' bathroom? They're just creating trouble for what?
What do you think when you hear those kind of sentiments coming from people who share your faith?
What we see is there's a wide spectrum of people among the Christian community. And just because you are the loudest voice in the Christian community does not mean you are the majority voice or the correct voice. And there are many people who speak on behalf of Christianity or speak politically while claiming a Christian mantle who may not be reading the Bible the same way many of the rest of us do.
I want to play another piece of tape. This is from Carter Brown. He's the founder and executive director of Black Trans Men, Inc. He was on KERA's Think in 2013.
When I go to the restroom, I'm still just surveying my surroundings to make sure that I'm in a safe place, mm-hmm. or to make sure that, you know, no one's going to try to look over, or I'm going to be found out and attacked or anything like that. I mean, it's still a very real thing that transgender people are not only just discriminated, but to the extent of being murdered just for being transgender.
Mark Wingfield, how do you react to that?
Well, I think this is an excellent point that we need to hear. One of the things that I've been learning is that the risk for injury and harm is much greater to the trans person than it is to some other person who is offended by a trans person, either being in a restroom or some other facility. This is a very real issue for trans people who do feel that they've got to completely organize their lives around where they can do something as basic as go to the restroom. I heard from someone who told me about making a cross-country trip by car and how carefully they had to plan their route so that they could make sure they ended up in places where they could make rest stops to go safely to a restroom.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from all this?
The biggest thing I've learned is that there are a number of people in the country who I've been hearing from who are trans people or the parents or friends of trans people who deeply want to have faith, and they feel like there's not been a place in organized religion or in the church for them. They struggle with this. They have been kicked out of churches. They've been ostracized from churches. And it breaks my heart to know that the dominant message people are getting is what the church is against more than what the church is for.
Mark Wingfield, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.